We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, which is entitled The Talks Between Narada and King Prachinabhari, Text 30 and 31. Shukta Vita.
Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The living entity is exactly like a dog, who, overcome with hunger, goes from door to door for some food. According to his destiny, he sometimes receives punishment and is driven out, and at other times receives a little food to eat. Similarly, the living entity, being influenced by so many desires, wanders in different species of life according to destiny. Sometimes he is high, and sometimes he is low. Sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets, sometimes to hell, sometimes to the middle planets, and so on.
Please repeat. The living entity is exactly like a dog.
The living entity is exactly like a dog.
Who overcome with hunger,
goes from door to door for some food.
According to his destiny,
he sometimes receives punishment.
And is driven out. And at other times receives a little food to eat. Similarly, the living entity, being influenced by so many desires, wanders in different species of life,
according to destiny.
Sometimes he is high and sometimes he is low.
Sometimes he goes to the heavenly planets.
Sometimes to hell.
Sometimes to the middle planets.
And so on.
Purport. The living entity's position is herein likened to a dog's. By chance, a dog may have a very rich owner. And by chance, he may become a street dog. As the dog of a rich man, he will live very opulently. Sometimes in Western countries, we hear of a master leaving millions of dollars to a dog in his will. Of course, there are many dogs loitering in the street without food. Therefore, to liken the conditional existence of the living entity to that of a dog is very appropriate. An intelligent human being, however, can understand that if he has to live the life of a dog, he had best become Krishna's dog. In the material world, a dog is sometimes elevated and is sometimes on the street. But in the spiritual world, Krishna's dog is perpetually, eternally happy. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Vaishnava Thakur, Tomara Kukura Baliya, Janaha More. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur offers to become a Vaishnava's dog. The dog always keeps himself at his master's door and does not allow any person unfavorable to the master to enter. Similarly, one should engage in the service of a Vaishnava and try to please him in every respect. Unless one does so, he does not make spiritual advancement.
Apart from spiritual advancement in the material world, if one does not develop his qualities in goodness, he cannot be promoted to the higher planetary system, as confirmed by Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, verse 18. Urdvam gacchanti sattvasta madhye tisthanti rajasa jahanya guna vritista ado gacchanti tamasa. Translation. Those situated in the mode of goodness gradually go upward to the higher planets. Those in the mode of passion live on the earthly planets, and those in the mode of ignorance, they go down to the hellish worlds. There are many varieties of life in the different planetary systems, and these come about due to the living entities developing his qualities in goodness, passion and ignorance. If one is in goodness, he is promoted to the highest systems. If in passion, he remains in the middle systems. And if in ignorance, he is pushed down to the lower species of life.
Namo Visvanaya Krishna Stanislavi Shri Sattvarudas Vasvami Pranamya. Namo Visvanaya Krishna Stanislavi Shri Bhakti Vedanta Svami Pranamya. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschachari Pisarahini.
So here Narada Muni is speaking to King Prachinabari, and he is speaking strong. And to say to somebody, the living entity is exactly like a dog, it's quite a strong statement. So, but he is speaking strong because he knows that the King Prachinabari was in a phase where he was getting attracted to material life and become more and more entangled in material life. So Narada Muni spoke strong. He was acting like the good doctor doesn't blow the boil, but he cuts it. And in this way, he helps the patient, ultimately helps the patient the best. And that's the way sadhus are helping people, by sometimes being very, very straightforward. By doing so, if people had the right disposition and are able to hear, then sometimes they can be shaken in their boots, as they say, which then helps them to resettle their life and bring some more sanity in their life. So that was also the goal of Narada Muni speaking to Prachinabari and simultaneously speaking to us. He compares the dog who is wandering around, and sometimes is rejected, sometimes is accepted, sometimes is treated nicely, sometimes is treated very badly.
And so Prabhupada gives the example of what sometimes we do read, that somebody dies and then he leaves a few millions for his dog. And then it's very extreme. It's very ridiculous also, in one sense. At the same time, these things are happening. So now the Muni is speaking about the different lives we have. Sometimes we are born in a aristocratic family, but if then we misuse that life, having not enough understanding of spiritual life, then we can slide down from that birth where we had lots of opportunity to make progress in spiritual life. If we don't, for some reason, we don't have the understanding that we should use this human life, and especially if we have taken birth, a good birth, within the material world, and we don't take that opportunity to uplift ourselves, then we will slide down, and then we may take birth in lower planets. So he compares here the life of the dog with our different lifetimes. We are either sliding down or we are going up, or, you know. So we have had so many lifetimes like that, going up and down within the material world. And he is pointing out that if we want to put an end to that, what we should do. So the living entity destiny is pointed out here as a word which comes two times in the verse. And so destiny, in one sense, the living entity creates its own destiny. By the way we live, by the way we act. Although the execution of the destiny is executed by the Lord, not by us. But what is in our hands is what we do with what we got from the Lord. That is, in that sense, we are making our destiny. We are making our future by the way how we live today, by the way how we act today, by the way how we think today. We are making our destiny. But it's not that, you know, that in a sense, in relation to the destiny, that we can decide which life we will have next. So we cannot decide which life we will have next, or what reactions we will get. That is something we cannot decide. That is something we do not have under our control. But we can bring our destiny in a certain direction. We can live in such a way that our destiny is to go upwards, in our spiritual life. That we have so much influence we have. So the main part basically is in our hands. The way what the Lord does
with our destiny that we deserve, that's up to the Lord, that's in good hands. But the major part is that we act in an appropriate way according to what we got from everybody has. When we take birth, we all get certain qualifications, we all get a certain particular birth, and from there we can take it upwards if we are intelligent too. That's why Srila Prabhupada says, if we are intelligent, then we choose to become Krishna's dog. Because in the material world, we have to become, because the dog is a faithful servant of his master. And that's one of the qualities of a dog, is that he is very faithful to his master. Master says, sit down. Dog obeys and sit down. So the dog is willing to be outside the door day and night, and he makes his noises when somebody comes, that he thinks that the master doesn't want that person, then he, you know what sound he makes. So in that sense the dog is very faithful to his master. So the comparison that we become Krishna's dog is appropriate, that we become faithful followers of Krishna. Because the instructions that are given, like the following of the four principles, in one sense they are the instructions of the spiritual master, but they are also the instructions of God, because the spiritual master is the external presentation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's not that Srila Prabhupada or even the previous acharyas that that they casually came up with these four principles. No, the four principles are when one is in the material world, which we are, and we want to work on our destiny so that we deserve to discontinue the taking birth in this material world, then that is the way to go about it, is to Shishi Radha Gopinath ki. The way to go about it is to follow these principles, and these vows we are making, chanting 16 rounds and the four principles, they are coming directly from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a solution to come out of this material world in which we are entrapped. So they are, these are instructions from the spiritual master, but they are instructions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead as a solution to get out of this material world. So that's why it's very appropriate in that sense that if we become Krishna's dog and we follow these instructions, then we can get out of this material world, which is, as we all have experienced to some extent, and as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, which is full of miseries.
So if you want to get out of this material world, and if you want to become eternally happy, which is our eternal condition, then the solution is to follow these principles given by the acharyas, but who are basically direct instructions of the Lord. To become Krishna's dog is a sign of intelligence. Srila Prabhupada says that many times. Intelligent boys and girls, they follow the path of bhakti yoga. That's a sign of intelligence to take to spiritual life. Because when you are entrapped in a place and there is a fire, then people react differently. But those who are intelligent, they follow the signs which are put up on how to get out of the building. Others may, you know, go in the room and lock themselves up, but then the fire will catch them, and they may have to, at the end, jump out of the window as the only means to so-called escape. So, also the living entity entrapped in this material world, if he is intelligent, he takes to spiritual life, to real spiritual life, and also to some other alternative paths who are more like sentimentalism. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as Srila Prabhupada states in the purport, He made this song where he offers to become a Vaishnava's dog. Because to become the dog of a Vaishnava is the same as to become a dog of Krishna. Because the Vaishnava, the pure devotee, he is very close to Krishna, so he knows exactly how to bring us to Krishna and how to bring us to eternal happiness. So a dog always keeps himself at the master's door and does not allow any person unfavorable for the master to enter. Similarly, one should engage in the service of a Vaishnava and try to please him in every respect. Unless one does so, he does not make spiritual advancement. And then Srila Prabhupada refers to, unless one does so, he does not make spiritual advancement. And then in the material world, if one does not develop the qualities of goodness, he cannot be promoted to the higher planetary system. And we have the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. And as is explained in this verse, goodness helps us to move up, while with passion we remain, and with ignorance we go down. We slide slowly down to the deeper entanglement in the material world, and then it takes again lifetimes to come out of it. So Srila Prabhupada strongly advises us that since we have this in this lifetime, we have this human form, Srila Prabhupada strongly advises us to take this opportunity,
this life, take it now, not tomorrow, not later, but to take this opportunity to become Krishna conscious, to take it now. And that's why he's appealing to the intelligence of all of us, to the intelligence of the living entity, to work on our future destiny, so that we don't think that we can do these things later, because if we miss this opportunity, then things can be very complicated. It's like when you miss the train, it can become very complicated to get at your destination, especially if it was the last train in the night, then, or if after the train it would bring you to the plane, then you know, you miss the train, you miss the plane, your whole program gets disturbed. So for the living entity, the same. If we miss this opportunity of this life to use that in the service of Krishna, then we don't know, because if we are not serious about our building our destiny, then we don't know what will happen. Or we know to some extent what will happen is that we slide down. But if we lose the opportunity of the human form and we get entangled in other forms of existence, then again it can take a long time before we get back such a special opportunity. The human form is a very special opportunity, and to be in a situation where there is happiness and distress, where we are constant by the distress, where we are constantly reminded about the limits of this world, these are very good reminders to remind us about to be sincere, to have a little sincerity, to try to get out of this entanglement. So I will stop here. Any comments, any questions? So Prabhupada says in a letter to Krishna Das, he says, without God-centered society, the whole thing is a dog-centered society. A dog also eats, also sleeps, also defends, and they have ample opportunity for sex life. So the goal of life is Krishna, to become free from the cat and dog propensities of eating, sleeping, defending and mating, and achieve the spiritual platform of eternity, knowledge and bliss, in pure devotional service. A society without religion is an animal society. And religion without philosophy is sentimentalism or fanaticism. Simply performing anti-ritual without understanding is condemned by Sri Rupa Goswami. Devotional service which ignores the injunctions of the scriptures is simply a disturbance to the society. The next point is, philosophy without religion is mental speculation. No one can manufacture a system of religion. Religion is the law of God, and no one but God, or empowered representatives of God, can put forward religious formulas. Although there are so many departments of knowledge, medicine, mathematics, astronomy, etc., the science of God is still to be introduced. When the scientist, philosopher, medical man will get the opportunity to study systematically what is God, what are his energies, what is my relationship, how to approach him, then only there will be paradise.
Excerpts from the letter from Matanir.
One question sometimes arises. We know we speak against the world. We know it's just a step of nature. We know that the world is at the same time. We know only it is Krishna's energy. So are we in the end? How can we expect to be?
I think it's a question of philosophical explanation. This material world is not a place where we belong, so that has to be understood to some extent. Although it is possible to make this material world a better place, it is possible. Sri Prabhupada also explains that if all the theaters in this world would be Krishna conscious theaters, if all the songs in this world would be Krishna conscious songs, if all the talk would be Krishna centered, this place would become much different, this world. Even the trees and the plants and everything would blossom much better. So we can make this place better. At the same time, we should understand that this is not our home. We are in transit. So our destination is somewhere else. But while in transit, it can be, it's nice if in transit there are also some seats where you can sit down. If it's just a cold place where you stand on the concrete for 17 hours, it's not the best place to be in transit. So even in transit it's nice if there are chairs and you can sit and maybe have a little drink. And, so. But we should understand two things. We can make this place better so that Bhumi is happy, Krishna is happy, all the demigods will be happy and they will give all whatever we need. That's one thing. Second thing, that it's just temporary place.
So I was just going to say, it's interesting you mentioned about, when you have education on Krishna. I read just a useful piece of information that actually one university is now set up a course on zombies.
Zombies?
Not zombies. I was just thinking, we've gone a bit lower than dogs here now. It's just amazing what people will study. It was yesterday on the news. just one question. How do we know whether we're acting out of free will or whether we're acting according to conditioning? Because the living entity has free will. as and external to myself.
Yeah. I think to if we doubt, then I think it's good to check it if it's according to the scriptures, if it's other Vaishnavas think it's the right decision and like that, because yeah, indeed it's we are all servants, so quality of the servant should be that he is open for guidance and for that he is willing to inform himself and willing to approach authorities, the spiritual master, other devotees, the scriptures, etc. That he is sensitive to signs, things around us which happen, that we say, oh, why is this happening? You know, so that because Krishna usually gives many ways by which he indicates us if we are right or if we are wrong. So it's good to be sensitive and to use all the bona fide forms and resources that we use them, especially if you have to make important decisions. Sometimes devotees saw Sri Prabhupada going in ecstasy
And we do not know what exactly that means or that meant, you know. So, but we do know that when we follow these basic things, then things also will happen in our relationship with the Lord and through the guidance of the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.